Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I don't want to overreact to a Nate Taylor prediction. I really don't want to overreact. But it's sports talk radio, so you kind of have to overreact. So we had Nate Taylor in studio. Shout out to Nate Taylor. Not sure the next time he'll be on the show, but he'll be back. I asked him right now, if I gave you $1 million, if you were accurate in your prediction, who do you think is the next Chiefs offensive coordinator? He said that he doesn't think that it's going to be Matt Nagy. Good. Good. I want to play for you who he thinks it could be, though. Here's Nate Taylor.
I think Mike McDaniels will probably be a head coach somewhere next year, right? It will. I don't think it'll be Matt Nagy. So we can remove those two off the rip. Haven't heard Mike Kafka's name much. Flip of a coin. I think there's more advantages to the second person I'm going to mention. If there are more openings after this wild card round, I'm sure you know which coaches we're discussing or who might be, you know, on a hot seat based on how their team performs in the opening round of the playoffs.
I'm going to guess that one of these jobs is coming open. That's just what I'm going to guess.
So if that happens and there are more available openings, Cliff Kingsbury might have a better chance of being a second-time head coach himself, which leads to probably – based on my estimation, the leader right now is Eric Bieniemy.
All right. Again, I don't want to overreact. It's a prediction. This is not the direction that I want the Chiefs to be heading or I want the Chiefs to be thinking in the offseason. Now, maybe this is the overreaction, but I fear that the Chiefs are going to sell us this offseason. They are going to sell us one score games, we're not going to be as bad in 2026 as we were in 2025 with one score games. It is not all bad in Kansas City. All we need are a couple minor adjustments and we'll be as good as new. I don't want them to think that way. Now, I'm not saying that the Chiefs don't have a good foundation. And I know they won six games, but they are not a normal six-win team. Would you rather be the Chiefs or the Saints heading into next season? So I don't want to paint it like it's gloom and doom, but the Chiefs really have an opportunity to start to position themselves really, really well in a Patrick Mahomes 2.0 kind of way. And I just want them to change their thinking. This is like if you are trying to help somebody change their wardrobe and now you are going shopping with this person and you're letting them pick out clothes. Hey, that's what you always wear. Why don't we try some different fabrics, some different colors? You said you want a different image. You said you want a makeover. Throw all those blue polo shirts that you've been wearing in the trash and let's start with some vibrant colors. That's how I want the Chiefs to think. And they will set the tone with me by the person that they think can lead their offense. If they lead with Eric Bieniemy, then creativity is not their number one priority. Newness and freshness is not their priority. Eric Bieniemy is a lot of things. I think he is a really, really good position coach. I think he is a really good leader of men. But he is not going to call plays for you. He's not your install offense kind of guy. He's not coming in and bringing new, creative, fresh ideas. He is a player development guy, which is obviously important. He is a discipline guy, which has a role. I think you can get those things. Also get somebody who is outside the family, outside the camp, with some vision and creativity and bring new ideas to the table. The Chiefs to me right now are like a music artist who they just dropped a bad album. They dropped a bad album. Man, their other albums were good, but I don't know. This one, it didn't sound the same. It just, all right, now's a chance for you to start working with some new producers. Work with some new songwriters. You know, hey, you need a new, fresh sound is what I want to hear. And if you're telling me that the Chiefs right now, they have a vacancy at offensive coordinator, and being the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs is one of the best jobs that you can have in the league. Other than Eric Bieniemy, it has shown you a pathway to being a head coach in the league. Matt Nagy, Doug Peterson, it has shown you if you do well at this job, you got a chance to be a head coach in these leagues, and those opportunities are sacred. There's only 32. They're going to go get Eric Bieniemy to be their head coach. Rob, tell me I'm overreacting. Tell me you think I'm wrong. Tell me you think that I'm incorrect in this feeling. I got all the respect in the world for Eric Bieniemy. I think Eric Bieniemy is doing a fantastic job as the Chicago Bears running back coach. I think he is doing a great job with Kyle Manunga. I really do. I wish him nothing but the best. I sat here for years arguing why Eric Bieniemy deserved an opportunity to be a head coach and that he had proven that it was his time, years doing that. I don't want Eric Bieniemy to be the next offensive coordinator for the Chiefs. This is their chance to really reset. This is their chance to start over. This is it. So I just want them to start over. I want them to start fresh is what I want. Somebody said, C-Dot, what did I miss? Did Nagy get fired or leave? Matt Nagy is not under contract right now as the Kansas City Chiefs head coach. He's not under contract. So he didn't fire or leave. They could just not renew his deal if they don't want to. They could just not renew his deal if they don't want to. I don't want Eric Bieniemy. 913-586-7965. I know that over the last 5 years, I guess maybe less time than that. Over the last 3 years, Eric Bieniemy has turned into a superhero to you guys. You guys hated Eric Bieniemy, wanted Eric Bieniemy gone. He then left, and now Eric Bieniemy, he is all things right, true, and disciplined, and things were so much better back in the Eric Bieniemy days. I don't want the Chiefs thinking about the old days. I want them thinking about the days ahead. I want them thinking about the future. I want them thinking about moving forward is what I want them thinking about. Not going back. There's plenty of fish in the sea. Go get new girls' phone numbers. Why are you still calling the same girls you've been talking to? It didn't work the first time with her. Go out, meet some new people, put on a new shirt, and start over. That's what I want the Chiefs to do. Again, I don't want to overreact to one comment from Nate Taylor. Just, if they hire Eric Bieniemy as their offensive coordinator, it will tell me exactly what kind of offseason they're planning on having. They are planning on selling us the same rebranded package. We're gonna get the band back together. Everybody's gonna be healthy in 2026, and I promise you we'll be back. That's what they will sell you by what they decide to do at OC.
Okay, so I too will join you in trying to not overreact to Nate Taylor's prediction. He also, it's worth saying, in the cut, he mentioned one of these teams that plays tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, could be firing their coach, totally changes the calculus. So let's keep those things in mind. I agree with you. For me and you have been preaching new and different. Eric Bieniemy would be neither of those things. But if they went that route, I don't know it would be a bad hire. Like, I think the two can be mutually exclusive. It can be not fresh and different, but also an improvement. Eric Bieniemy was a good offensive coordinator here. He did things, the offense was doing things here that it didn't do under Matt Nagy. And if you want to tell me it's personnel, fine. I also think since he left here, he has coached with what I think is one of the best offensive minds in the NFL. He was up close and personal with Ben Johnson. I think very highly of Ben Johnson. You think very highly of Ben Johnson. Maybe there are some ideas he can impart on Andy via Ben Johnson. Finally, and again, not overreacting to a prediction, but why I wouldn't be mad about Eric Bieniemy is, what have you yelled about for 17 weeks in the show? Their running backs stink. What is the one thing you know for a fact Eric Bieniemy is elite at? Not good, not great, elite. Coaching running backs.
I agree.
And Isaiah Pacheco's best NFL season was with Eric Bieniemy as offensive coordinator. So I think the two things can exist in unison. I would agree with you. It's not new. It's not fresh. It's not different. It is concerning that they're just bringing the old band back together. But that old band did pump out some hits. This isn't getting the band back together that couldn't get out of the garage. This is getting, you know, Van Halen back together, and we cut Sammy Hagar. That's kind of how I feel about a Bieniemy potential hire.
Okay, that's all fair. I guess two things, I would say. And we don't have to spend all day arguing about Eric Bieniemy. We don't know if he's going to be the offensive coordinator or not. Another major part of how the running game went to crap was they stopped investing in the running game. That's also part of it, too. It wasn't just that they lost a good running back, Coach. If you don't invest in the position, then you lost it. I'll make this comparison with Eric Bieniemy. Remember when we thought that Danny Manning was this just great big man guru? Remember that? That was like an 8-year, like, man, Danny's so really good with big guys. And then he left Kansas. Can you name a big guy that he's coached since he left Kansas? You want to know why I think Danny Manning was such a good assistant coach? He was at the best program in college basketball that gets the best players and the best. They get the best everything. So, yeah, when Danny was under the guise of Bill and they're getting McDonald's All-American and 5-star players and they're dropping bags off at the Orient, man, Danny was cooking with big guys. So many big guys. Then he left Kansas. And then you're like, oh, what happened to him? Eric Bieniemy, his most successful time as an offensive coordinator, he had the best tight end in the history of the world in the prime of his career, and he had maybe the second best deep threat option at wide receiver during that time, and the best version of Patrick Mahomes. The best version. He's gone other places to have been offensive coordinator. How'd that work out? He was the offensive coordinator in Washington. He was the offensive coordinator at UCLA in college. Maybe Eric Bieniemy is just a really good position coach. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you got to play your role and play your position. Nothing wrong with that. Maybe that's what he is. He's a phenomenal running back coach. But when, in offense, you had everything in Kansas City. You had Mahomes and Kelsey and Hill and Kareem Hunt and Sammy. You had everything. Of course you were a good offensive coordinator. You had all the dogs. I don't want Eric Bieniemy. I really don't. I don't want Eric Bieniemy to be their offensive. I don't. Someone's like, well, who do you want? I want them to go get Cliff King. If you're asking me right now who I would hire, I'd hire Cliff Kingsbury.
Okay, so what?
That's who I would hire.
You know what? I'm excited for whatever they do offensive coordinator, because me and you are going to be on opposite sides of both these things.
That's
life. I would be pro Eric Bieniemy, and I will point to 2022 when the offense didn't have dogs. It had Travis Kelce and bums at wide receiver, and Patrick Mahomes was the MVP, and they won the Super Bowl. The offensive coordinator did a pretty good job that year. The offensive coordinator is Eric Bieniemy. I also... and I might be the only person to see that feels this way. I do not want Cliff Kingsbury in Kansas City. I understand why there is a connection there. I really do. I get why people have connected the dots. Cliff to Kansas City. Cliff has done nothing on his resume other than recruit Patrick Mahomes that makes me think he'd be a good offensive coordinator. He was bad in Arizona with Kyler Murray. We don't have to go into, hey, where do you think Kyler Murray
got a lot of people fired. Kyler Murray got a lot of people fired.
He then had one good season with Jaden Daniels, and then the season after that, Dan Quinn went, woof, you're out. He had one season as a top 10 offense in the NFL as a coordinator. He wasn't doing a whole lot of winning down at Texas Tech as a head coach. The best thing Cliff Kingsbury has ever done is offer a scholarship to Patrick Mahomes from, I forget, White House, Texas. That's his career achievement. So I will not be upset with Bieniemy. I will be upset with Cliff Kingsbury because I don't think he fits, because I think he is a lot more name than game as an offensive coordinator.
I want to read to you guys the quarterbacks that Josh Allen has helped defeat in the playoffs. We'll do all that after we shout out our good friends over at Baker University.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for The Hits. Number one.
Carrington's Always Hits is brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas, and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in the state. Baker University forever in our orange era.
Someone on the text line says, Cliff Kingsbury strikes me as a social climber. I could see him trying to be the OC just so he can be the next head coach. That's exactly the kind of quality I want my offensive coordinator to have. I think that's the perfect quality I want my OC to have. I want my OC to look at this as, hey, I'm coming in here to ball out for 2-3 years, and then I'm going to go be a head coach in the league. This is the stepping stone to me. I'm taking this job because I know what this job means for me in my career. That's the exact personality I want to have this job.
To be fair, we don't have to keep arguing this. Wouldn't almost any offensive coordinator fit that bill? Like, I don't think anyone's taking the Chiefs offensive coordinator job with no higher career aspirations.
Right. I guess I'm looking at it right now.
Matt Nagy had career higher aspirations. He's trying to be a head coach now.
You're right. I don't think there is no higher position for Eric Bieniemy than being the Chiefs offensive coordinator. That has been proven now over the last 8 years. Nobody's given Eric Bieniemy a head coaching job in the National Football League. I got way too much evidence of convincing you of that. So, I mean, yeah, if you want him, this is another final destination for Eric Bieniemy. Same guy, doesn't call plays. Yeah. So it just doesn't excite me. That's just not the tone I want them to set. I do want to talk about Josh Allen. Are you picking the Bills? I'm not picking the Bills. So that's why I ask.
I'm really torn on that game. Because
there you go. You got 2 days to go. Who are you picking?
I think I'm picking the Bills.
You can say that with no conviction.
The Bills are worse at everything except for quarterback. Everything. They're worse at coach. I don't think their talent is as good as the Jags. There is nothing on the field, if you look at their roster, nothing where I say, oh, the Bills are better than the Jags. But, man, I understand this is going to hit people's ears wrong because Josh Allen has never overcome the hurdle that is Patrick Mahomes, and it is an enormous hurdle. Almost no quarterback has overcome it. Josh Allen is always really good in the postseason. The only time he loses is to Joe Burrow, who played better, and Patrick Mahomes, two of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. Do I think Josh Allen, who has a great postseason track record of playing good football, is going to lose to Trevor Lawrence, who 12 months ago you were telling me is a certified bank robber? I don't know. I don't know.
He is.
12 months ago you called him Chiefsaholic. I don't know that he's worse than I don't know he's better than Josh Allen. I don't know.
Can I read to you the quarterbacks that Buffalo has defeated in the playoffs? Phillip Rivers. Old Phillip Rivers. I mean, with the Colts, Phillip Rivers.
The first Colts go around with Phillip Rivers.
The Colts. Josh Allen beat Colts Phillip Rivers in the playoffs. Tyler Huntley, Mac Jones, Mason Rudolph, Skylar Thompson, Bo Nix, Lamar Jackson. The Bills have not beaten a single team on the road in the postseason. Not a one on the road. There are coaches with pressure heading into this postseason, no question. Matt LaFleur, Green Bay, a little bit of pressure heading into this postseason. Mike Tomlin, heading in with some pressure. McDermott for Buffalo, heading into this postseason with some pressure. We can think of three or four coaches heading into this where my advice for you would be, you better win. You better win. Win a playoff game this year. Because if you don't, and it's a disappointing wild card exit, you could be having some uncomfortable conversations over the next couple of weeks. Josh Allen is the only NFL player walking into the postseason with real pressure. Yes, there's always going to be pressure because it's a single elimination term. What about, I thought about them too. If Matthew Stafford doesn't win the championship or doesn't go to the Super Bowl, it'll be fine. He already has one. If Jalen Hurts flames out in the first round, it'll be okay. It'll be fine. If Bo Nix doesn't go, the sentiment in Denver will be, we got another shot. The sentiment in New England will be, we got another shot. If Buffalo loses in the first round of the playoffs, somebody got to go. So I want to see Buffalo I want to see them do it. You're going on the road against a team. You are the underdog in this game. You are the underdog. I don't want to hear any more shoulda, coulda, wouldas with, oh, well, what about this? No. You got everything you need, Josh Allen. You got everything you need. Can you put together three good weekends and can you guys go to the Super Bowl? That's what I want to see Josh Allen do. Can you play well and can you guide your team? Well, that's unfair. Well, I'm sorry, life's unfair. Heavy is the head that wears the crown when you're one of the five highest paid players in the National Football League and people think right now you are the best player. The crown, you might not want to believe it, the crown feels like it's up for grabs. You can't miss the playoffs and be out with an ACL tear right now and say you got the crown. You can obviously get the crown back for sure, but right now the crown is vacant. There's nobody wearing the crown right now. Josh Allen's got a chance. Josh Allen's got a chance, but you got to go win. You got
to
go win.
I think this is the most interesting game of the weekend, and I think it's a fair knock on Josh to say his playoff wins have been subpar quarterbacks. Can I play the same game with Trevor Lawrence's regular season, though? Because, I mean, I guess Patrick Mahomes would be the answer, who, by the way, that team was 6-8 when Patrick Mahomes was the quarterback, so it wasn't like the Chiefs were the Chiefs of old when he beat them. The other quarterbacks he's beaten this year in the regular season, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Mac Jones. I don't even remember who the Raiders quarterback was when he beat the Raiders. It may have been a Kenny Pickett. It may have been a Geno Smith. He beat Justin Herbert. I mean, great. He beat Phillip Rivers and he beat Bo Nix. I wasn't going to waste your time talking about the quarterback of the Jets. He also won that game. So I think if you're going to knock Josh for his playoff wins, which is totally fair, I think you have to talk about the fact the Jags have definitely gobbled up a little bit of a cupcakey schedule. Doesn't mean they're not real. I think the Jags are good.
That's what makes the playoffs so fun. You're right. We talked about it all season. We can poke holes in all of these teams. There's a reason to like a bunch of these teams. There's a reason to dislike a bunch of these teams. Someone just texted in, CDOT, how can you say that? Josh Allen doesn't have the defense. I just saw him lose 14-13 2 weeks ago against the Eagles. The Bills had enough defense a couple of weeks ago against Super Bowl contending team, and their quarterback couldn't complete a pass at the end of the game. So I'm not going into the playoffs with built-in excuses for Buffalo. Oh, I mean, they don't have a good enough head coach. They don't have a good enough defense. I don't want to hear it. Go figure out a way to win. That would be my advice to the Buffalo Bills. Are you picking any upset? Do you have an upset in round
Buffalo,
one of the playoffs?
Does Buffalo count? That's Buffalo count.
No,
upset.
They're a 1.5-point underdog.
They're on
I mean,
road.
You want to count on that? I
would say, I don't know how. I mean, I'm not picking by that metric unless you're picking the Panthers. They're all they're all close
That's
games.
Fair.
My answer is, I guess the Niners count as an underdog?
Yes, I would count them. If
oh,
you have
the Niners,
winning.
Yes. The Niners and Bills are my underdog picks.
Okay.
You just mentioned the Philly and Bills game, and I'm not trying to talk about the Bills here, but I think one of the reasons why Buffalo was able to hold Philly down is I think JV teams in town have been able to hold down Philadelphia. I mean, Jalen Hurts went second halves this season without getting a single yard passing in the NFL as a quarterback.
I have no clue what version of Philadelphia you're going to get on a series-by-series basis.
The quarterback at Navy had more passing yards in the second half this year, and they run triple option. He doesn't throw the ball. Threw it more successfully than Jalen Hurts. It feels like the Eagles lose and they kind of burn it down over there and hard restart because AJ Brown doesn't like the quarterback. The quarterback doesn't like the coach. The coach is hated by everyone in the world except for apparently the fans of Philly. But outside of two great runs, it's been noisy and mediocre. Like I think San Francisco over Philly is my upset pick if we were counting as an upset pick. I just don't believe in Philly. I just don't.
We got four straight days of playoff football. We already have one in the books. We'll talk about last night's college football semifinal. We got another one coming up today. We'll get to it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
All right, Rob, let's talk a little college football here. I imagine the ratings are going to be very, very high for last night's national semifinal. Same thing tonight. I think America's really going to embrace Indiana these next couple of games. I'm a little bit torn. Now, this doesn't come from a place of I lost money. I actually did not wager at all on last night's national semifinal. I did pick Ole Miss to win. I wanted them to win just in the middle of all the Lane Kiffin stuff that's happened. But if you were telling me on the other side, we get more Michael Irvin on the sideline in a big Miami Hurricanes game, sign me up for it. I really enjoy it. I am a little bit torn. I think there's a conversation to be had about officiating. I believe on the final play of the game, pass interference happened. I think it is very obvious that pass interference happened on the final play of the game. But it's also a Hail Mary. So on one side, yes, I want the game to be officiated fairly. And if it's pass interference in the first quarter, it should be pass interference in the fourth quarter of the game. But I found myself kind of arguing against myself in which, do I want them to be calling pass interference at the end of the games on Hail Mary plays? Well, if then that's the case, then we would never finish a football game because pass interference happens all the time on Hail Mary plays. Everybody is pushing and shoving and grabbing and trying to get position and trying to make plays. It turns into a big game of 21 at the end, or 500, whatever you called it when you were a kid. That's what it turns into. So I'm sitting there watching it, and I wanted them to throw a flag because a penalty had happened, but I don't think they should have called a penalty because I don't think you can call penalties at the end of a game on a Hail Mary play. I was very conflicted on how to feel about the final play of the game. Where were you at watching that game? It was a thrilling game. Like, I don't want that conversation to dominate the fact that Miami, with a trip to the national championship on the line, got the ball with 4 minutes to go on their 25-yard line after a touchback and went 15 plays, 75 yards to score a touchdown with 11 seconds left to advance to the national championship game. I don't want the Hail Mary play at the end to take away from we saw one of the most incredible drives of college football from a team that had their back up against the wall needing a touchdown and scored a touchdown to advance to the final round of the playoffs.
You know, what's funny is we didn't last night or today. I mean, you had the same thought. I think that's pass interference. I don't think we as a sports watching society want that to be pass interference. And what I came to the conclusion of is, right, wrong, or indifferent, what we have decided as a football watching country is we officiate Hail Marys differently. Because if that play had happened and there was 26 seconds left and Ole Miss got another couple plays, I think they'd throw the flag. But because the ball's in the air and we know it's the last play and the clock is hitting 00, I think we officiate it differently. And you're right. It's like a game of 500 down there. Sometimes there's offensive pass interference. A lot of times there's defensive pass interference. The whole point of the Hail Mary is everyone run to the end zone. We're going to push. We're going to shove. The ball's going to be in the air. And we're going to hope it either hits the ground or gets caught. Like, and we officiate that play differently. And I don't know that that's good for the sport, but that's the way we've been doing it for however many years now. We can go through every Hail Mary we've seen and think, oh, there's probably pass interference in that play, and we don't complain about it. So because that's what we've accepted as a society, I did not want to see a Hail Mary pass interference in that play, despite the fact there is, in fact, probably pass interference on that play.
What's been really fun to watch about this Miami team over the three games that they've played so far in the postseason is it is a tried and true formula. It works. They run the football very effectively with Mark Fletcher, who I know that Fletcher is considering coming back to college football. I think it's very different at the position that he plays. If you got a chance to go to the NFL as a running back, like the goal as a running back is you got to try to get to that second contract. Like you got to try to get that big time back. But if he goes back to college, they're going to pay him a lot of money to come back to college. He's been phenomenal this season. Miami is here is because they hit in the transfer portal on quarterback and they got Carson Beck, a very experienced player. And we just saw how valuable that experience was last night. They run the ball as well as any team in the country. And they can just beat you up on both the offensive and defensive line of scrimmage. Like, that's a really, really tough team. They're not a dynamic team. They're not a flashy team. But it's just a tried and true formula that is really, really fun to watch. Now, let's talk about tonight's game. And I said, I think America is going to wrap their arms around Indiana. It's just, how could you not root for Indiana? Like, you're rooting for Oregon today? Why are you rooting for Oregon? They've had all the Nike money in the world for the last 20 years. They ain't won a championship. Now, why would I want them to win one over Indiana? I want to see Indiana win the whole thing, if possible. This Indiana team, they just, I think if Indiana wins the national championship, it will be the greatest story in college football history. You don't win national championships of programs like Indiana. Not in modern times. Maybe you do in 1912. You don't win a national championship. They had never won double-digit games before last season. Not once. And now they find themselves 120 minutes away from a national championship? Yeah, I don't know how you can't pull for Indiana heading into this matchup.
I am also pulling for Indiana. I think I don't want to lump in all three local schools, but I think all three local schools are probably pulling for Indiana because Indiana is far more what KU, K-State, Missouri are than Oregon or Miami is. So, like, there's like a, if they can do it, we can do it type of energy. And I know that KU, K-State, Missouri are not on equal footing, but you get my point about they're closer to Indiana than they are Oregon. I think tonight's going to be a fantastic game. I think outside the fact that every running back they have is hurt, Oregon is peaking at the absolute right time. Dante Moore is playing his best football, and Dan Lanning is phenomenal. Like, this is what the college football playoff was meant for. This was a 1-5 matchup that in the old system we only had four. We wouldn't get this, but this is a great rematch between two teams with one combined loss, neutral site, two great coaches, two great quarterbacks, physical defense. Like, this is going to be I don't know, this is like a walkover for Indiana. I think Indiana wins, but man, this has the makings of a fantastic football game. I think it's going to be like 24-20 Indiana, but if you enjoyed last night, tonight's going to be an even better show to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I give Indiana a lot of credit for this. I think their win against Oregon is what kind of changed my opinion about them. I think last year Indiana really benefited from a weak schedule. They didn't have Mendoza last year. They had a different setup last year. Like, Mendoza's really put them over the top. He's the best player in college football this year. But I thought their success last year was very schedule-driven. And this year, the schedule, at least on paper, got a lot more difficult. They played Penn State on the road. That game ended up not being as tough as we thought it was going to be. They played Oregon on the road this year. They played in the Big Ten championship game. Like, I think we were kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop with Indiana. They have passed every single test so far this season. They went on the road and won in Happy Valley. They went on the road and won in Autzen. They beat Ohio State in the national championship, like or in the Big Ten championship game. Like, Indiana all season has proven to you that they should be here, that they belong here. So a win or a loss does not invalidate what we have seen from them in the least bit. They have been the best team in college football so far this season. They're just a lot of fun to watch. They're a lot of fun to root for. And we'll see what happens in the national championship. Rob, I do have, I guess, one Chiefs thought that I want to share as we are kind of winding down the show. I'm going to be really, really intrigued to kind of see what conversation happens next week with this Rashee Rice. So you think about it. Like, the NFL kind of has like a flow to it, like a synergy to it. The first couple of days are going to be about the games and another coach is going to get fired. And there's like always kind of that lull. One thing that's really interesting to me about this Rashee Rice situation is there's no more additional information or reporting on it. We haven't heard anything from Schefter. We haven't heard anything from Rappaport. There's not even some big TMZ story bombshell that has come out about this. Like, there is an NFL player right now that is being accused of domestic violence on a lengthy Instagram post with pictures. And we've been sitting here for 2 days and it just, nothing's really happened. I would say really outside of Kansas City, it hasn't really been much of a conversation. Rob, you and I follow the NFL. It's not like our podcasts are talking about it. It's not like it's, you know, they're not covering it on ESPN right now. Like, it's not really a story outside of Kansas City. I will be very intrigued to find out next week once the league stories kind of reset. I'll be interested to see if we get more information, a development in this Rashee Rice story. Or, I mean, honestly, I mean, this story could just go away. I don't say that to diminish what happened in any capacity. I don't know what happened. But this story could just not pick up enough national traction. There could never be another Instagram post. There could never be another story. There then is a press conference where you ask the Chiefs and they say they're investigating it internally. And then it just kind of goes away. That is a possibility with this Rashee Rice story. I'll be very intrigued to see, you know, once we start the television shows, you know, they always got to update. Ian Rappaport's got to update. Schefter's got to update. Peter Schrager, Jay Glazer. I'll be curious to see if Rashee Rice is included in their updates once we get the games back on.
I agree with you. I don't want to call it going away because I think that's a poor term. But I think this story is going to kind of disappear from the spotlight unless something new happens. Unless the alleged victim files a police report or reaches out for help from a law enforcement agency. Because I don't think the NFL's investigation is going to render any decision during the playoffs. Because I think the NFL, like a lot of leagues, probably doesn't want its playoffs overshadowed by player on one of the more popular teams. We found out he did X. So I think this story is going to go quiet for a little bit unless like a TMZ gets a video or something like that. And I don't know we hear again about it until maybe around the combine, when all the agents and media people in the NFL are all in the same room, we can kind of, oh, I've heard this. I've heard this. The NFL investigation's leading to this. I don't know what the end result of this investigation is going to be, the end result of the allegations are going to be, but I don't think we're going to get any new news on this story for like a month and a half. I think it's going to be a thing in Kansas City we talk about, but I think it's going to disappear from the spotlight.
Would you say it's going to be a thing we talk about in Kansas City? You and I both know. You and I both know.
There'll be nothing to talk about, I guess.
I agree. And I'm saying is on Tuesday, if this conversation comes up, the sentiment on the text line or from the public is going to be, you're beating a dead horse, stop talking about this. So in some ways, there has to be a new piece of evidence. Right now, we keep having the same conversation about the same Instagram post. We have not heard a blank, generic ChatGPT statement from the Kansas City Chiefs. They didn't say anything. All they said was, we know this exists, basically. That's all they said. We know this exists. Okay, well, yeah, everybody knows it exists now at this point. I'll be really curious to see how this weekend is when this is normally when you get the news dump. This is normally when you get the Ian Rappaport tells you everything that he has learned over the course of the last couple of days and gives you an update on injuries, contracts, all of those things. I'll be interested to see if Rasheed Rice is included in that. Keep it right here, Mr. Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for K-State Athletics. 96.5, The Fan.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Welcome back into the show. Rob, did you see that DJ Lagway committed to Baylor? He is now expressed, now that we are not sure about Trinidad Chambliss, he is now interested in Ole Miss. Did you see that?
I mean, that makes sense. The question will be, did he sign anything at Baylor? Because Desmond Williams just found out, when you put pen to paper, you're committed.
Yeah, that's how it should be. You signed a contract with the team. Mm-hmm. 100%. I think Chambliss is going to play next year. The NCAA, they don't win appeals. They don't win appeals. They lose. The reason college athletics is the way that it is because you are not the one paying them and third-party people are paying them. You don't really have a whole lot of right to tell them what they can and can't do. So a lot of the problems that happen in college athletics, like, oh, I'm so mad at NIL and all of these things. Like, we have a system in which the money comes from outside sources and not from the school. The money doesn't come from, you know, in the NFL, they get paid based off the revenue that the team makes and they get paid off of the TV and merchandise. That ain't really how the college setup is going right now. So, I mean, every time that a player has challenged the NCAA in court, they have basically won.
I agree with you. The NCAA just gets pummeled in court. Like they're so bad.
Every time they get pummeled.
But and I know Trinidad Chambliss is going to go to court, and I know how it ends up. You're correct. But man, I'm so tired of guys getting a fifth, sixth year of college football. Go be an adult. By the way, it's not a superb quarterback class this year. I'm not saying you're a top 10 pick, Trinidad, but you will be an NFL player if you go to the draft. Now, you might not be a starter. You didn't start your starting career at Ferris State. If you get drafted, you should have a party. Like, you don't need a sixth year of college football. We don't need 25-year-olds in the sport. We don't need people who are, hey, I went to four schools in 9 years playing collegiate football. Diego Pavia is a wonderful story. The fact that he went from JUCO to New Mexico State to being a star at Vanderbilt. I'm sorry, he doesn't need 19 years of college football. Eventually, it's time to go get a job.
That's the end.
What was the movie? Oh, Ryan Reynolds, the old one. Van Wilder. You know what the whole point was? You're a grown-up. Leave college. Trinidad Chambliss, you don't need a six-year of college. Go be an adult. Go be a souped-up Chris Oladokun somewhere and make a nice check for the rest of your life and always be a hero in Oxford. We don't need you back in college.
I think you could make a very, very fair argument that the best thing for Trinidad Chambliss is to go back to Ole Miss.
I agree, but I'm sorry. He shouldn't be allowed to. You're right.
I hear you.
Everything you're saying is correct. I just don't like it situationally or circumstantially for how the sport is operating. It's like how I'm not mad at Scott Drew for adding a G League player to his roster.
You can.
I just think it's stupid that he can. It's not Scott Drew's fault. If KU tomorrow added Billy Preston back to the roster, which they 100% can, by the way, I wouldn't be like, oh man, look at that. Bill circumventing the rules. The rule exists. Take advantage of the rule. I just think the rule is stupid. And I don't think Trinidad Chambliss should be back in college for a sixth year. You played 4 years at Ferris State. You then went to Ole Miss. You were a great story. The story's over. Go pro.
Good luck to Trinidad Chambliss. He is appealing the NCAA. Well, he's already appealed the NCAA. The NCAA told him, no, they're not giving him another year. So now, he's a millionaire. He hired a good attorney, and they're about to challenge the NCAA and likely win. Honestly, after Diego Pavia, I believe that I'm not sure what the NCAA can stop. The Diego Pavia thing was the most straightforward thing in the world to be able to stop. And if they couldn't stop Diego Pavia from coming back to school, they can't stop Trinidad Chambliss. They cannot stop it. That didn't even make any sense to me.
Pavia made no sense.
Made no sense. He played 5 years of college football and then got another year. He played 5 years. He played two at a JUCO. He played two at New Mexico State. He then was a graduate player at Vanderbilt and then got another year. If they couldn't stop him from playing, I don't know how they stopped Chambliss from playing. I have no clue how they do it. Not legally, because that's what I would argue. What made Diego Pavia different than me? I've already got a deal in place. I mean, Chambliss has a deal right now in place for $5 million if he can play, be eligible at Ole Miss. And he wants to take the deal. I don't know how they stop that if that's what they want to do. I really don't know if that's how they stop it.
We're going to look back at this era and we're going to point to things.
It's not going to make any sense.
It's going to make no sense.
It's not going to make any sense.
Because I think where it's all trending is they're going to be employees one day and they're going to have contracts. One day,
I think by the end of the decade, I think they're going to be employees.
I agree.
To me, that's the only way to stop this. The only way to stop this is to reach some kind of employment agreement with these guys and make them sign employment agreements. That's the only way you can stop it to me.
I 100% agree. And we're going to look back at things like Diego Pavia playing for 36 years. We're going to be like, how did that happen?
For 36 years. Who does KU got this weekend, man?
West Virginia.
At home or on the road?
On the road. 11 a.m.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Darren's healthy.
Is he?
He says he is.
Darren's going to play. That's different than if Darren's healthy.
Well, you know what? At this point, I'll take Darren.
Actually,
playing.
You know what? Darren's very healthy in the first half of games. I've never questioned his ability to play in the first 20 minutes. It's that other 20 minutes he struggles with.
Hey, he got through 39 of the 40 on Tuesday.
Kansas is in like their 15th game and their best player has never finished the game on the floor.
Nope.
Not one time.
And I'm not gonna lie, I hope he doesn't either, because that would mean they take care of business and he can watch from the bench with that heating pad on.
Seeing it in person was so wild. He literally went over to Bill and was like, yeah, I'm good.
And then they threw the ball to him. Oh, it was so bad.
He just went over to Bill and was like, yeah, take me out. And then told Bill when he was ready to get back into the game. It was so good. It was so great. All right, we got a lot of football to break down when we get back. Have a great weekend. Take care of yourself. We'll be back on Monday. And until then, I'll let Daniel Craig take you home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.